Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. When we come to the end of a year, I am sure you do what I do. You have feelings and thoughts about this past year. There were amazing moments, weren't there? And moments that were such a challenge, you had to dig deep and carry on. Life experiences produce times of great joy and times of grit and grace. You lived this year as best you could. The story of your life of 2019 is almost in the books. And in the midst of your story is God's unfolding story of love. Yet most times we don't feel God, let alone experience the activity of grace. But before you were born, God loved you and dreamed a dream of you and with you. It is the message of our gospel today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In your beginning was the power of the Word, the presence of God, unfolding as your story one day at a time. It's as simple and as profound as this. Our story is in God's story. And here we are, almost at the end of the story of 2019. But leading us into 2020 is the Word that was and is in the beginning. How well do you know God's story? We have some of God's story written down in what we call the Bible. There is more to God than is in the Bible, but it is one of the most important love languages that God has given us. On Sundays, we listen to the Word of God proclaimed. And the Word of God is also online, in prayer pamphlets, on billboards, on cards, and in Bibles on or off your shelves. The Word is living and active. For today's sermon, I want us to pause and get in touch with what we know of God's Word, God's story in the Bible, remembering that God's story is to be lived and not just remembered. Sometimes we have good memories and sometimes not so good. So you are not going to believe what is next. I'm going to read a children's interpretation of the Bible. It is not completely accurate, as you will hear. At least I hope you notice that it's not completely accurate. So the following will actually be a good test for you of what you know of the Bible, God's story with us. The Children's Bible in a nutshell. In the beginning, which occurred near the start, there was nothing but God, darkness, and some gas. The Bible says, "The Lord thy God is one," but I think he must be a lot older than that. Anyway, God said, "Give me a light," and someone did. Then God made the world. He split the atom and made Eve. Adam and Eve were naked, but they were not embarrassed because mirrors had not been invented yet. Adam and Eve disobeyed God by eating one bad apple. So they were driven from the Garden of Eden. Not sure what they were driven in, though, because they didn't have cars. Adam and Eve had a son, Cain, who hated his brother as long as he was able. Pretty soon, all of the early people died off, except for Methuselah, who lived to be like a million or something. One of the next important people was Noah, who was a good guy, but one of his kids was kind of a ham. Noah built a large boat and put his family and some animals on it. He asked some other people to join him, but they said they would have to take a rain check. After Noah came Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob was more famous than his brother Esau because Esau sold Jacob his birthmark in exchange for some pot roast. Jacob had a son named Joseph who wore a really loud sports coat. Another important Bible guy is Moses, whose real name was Charlton Heston. Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt and away from the evil Pharaoh after God sent 10 plagues on Pharaoh's people. These plagues included frogs, mice, lice, bowels, and no cable. God fed the Israelites every day with manna cotti. Then he gave him his top 10 commandments. These include, don't lie, cheat, smoke, dance, or covet your neighbor's stuff. Oh yeah, I just thought of one more. Humor thy father and thy mother. One of Moses' best helpers was Joshua, who was the first Bible guy to use spies. Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, and the fence fell over on the town. After Joshua came David. He got to be king by killing a giant with a slingshot. He had a son named Solomon, who had about 300 wives and 500 porcupines. My teacher says he was wise, but that doesn't sound very wise to me. After Solomon, there were a bunch of major league prophets. One of these was Jonah, who was swallowed by a big whale and then barfed up on the shore. There were also some minor league prophets, but I guess we don't have to worry about them too much. So after the Old Testament came the New Testament. Jesus is the star of the New Testament. He was born in Bethlehem in a barn. Parentheses. I wish I had been born in a barn too, because my mom is always saying to me, close the door, were you born in a barn? It would be nice to say to her, as a matter of fact, I was. End parentheses. During his life, Jesus had many arguments with sinners, like the Pharisees and the sad hippies. Jesus also had 12 opossums. The worst one was Judas Asparagus. Judas was so evil that they named a vegetable after him. Jesus was a great man. He healed many leopards and even preached to some Germans on the Mount. But the sad hippies and all those guys put Jesus on trial before Pontius the Pilate. Pilate didn't stick up for Jesus. He just washed his hands instead. Anyways, Jesus died, then came back to life again. He went up to heaven, but will be back at the end of the aluminum. His return is foretold in the book of Revelation. So what did you just hear? What could you laugh at because you know it was not quite right? And what could you embrace because it has been a foundation of your faith? I hope the last few sentences are the most real for you, the faith you take into 2020. That Jesus came back to life again, and that his life is for us all. That in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Live the Word of God as your story of 2019, as it gives way into the new beginnings of 2020. Live that Word. Amen.